like show business. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
It's movie time.
It is.
One of the good things about the virus.
Kind of, yeah, right.
You've had to substitute for other guests.
Kind of makes you think maybe I should just be on here more.
You are certainly worthy, and it's great to have you back. We're still feeling the effects, even if by the time we broadcast this,
yeah,
we may be out of the worst of the pandemic. We're still in it, and so we're looking to help our audience settle in.
Now, yes, I got you. Right. And over the course of the last few weeks,
yes,
we've talked about a number of movies, new movies,
yeah,
that you can find on Netflix.
Yeah.
And other streaming,
yeah,
services. Let's talk about a major failure, because this is actually ultimately more entertaining than a movie like Extraction. This movie came out a couple of years ago. It's called Serenity.
Right.
And it stars Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. It is high-flying excrement.
It is.
But I can't take my eyes off of it. I watched it twice.
Serenity, it is a mess.
Yeah. By the way, spoiler alert all through this thing, because I'm not going to hold back about this movie. Ostensibly, what you have is a sea salty noir. McConaughey is a charter fisherman. He takes people out on the ocean and helps them catch fish.
Yep.
Hard drinking dude. Got a woman he visits frequently, played by Diane Lane.
Is a mighty fine woman.
Yeah, she's beautiful, but she's wasted.
So with all the stuff that makes this a mess, of course, is the Moby Dick motif.
Right.
He's going for this gigantic tuna.
He can't.
And every time he goes out, he's able to hook.
Yeah, he's named Justice.
No,
Anne Hathaway, in complete 1940s raincoat,
yep,
and wide-brimmed,
yep,
hat,
yep,
shows up. She is now married to an abusive husband,
well,
played by Jason Clarke. Guys, the new husband.
Would you say over the top or no?
I love it. Fewer men have played bigger a-holes than this guy. She tells McConaughey, hey, I'm going to pay you $10 million. Take this guy fishing with you. Dump him overboard and feed him to the sharks.
And we're agreeing.
Well, of course.
Probably underpaid.
Yeah, you can't wait to see this guy get eaten by the sharks. A plot twist that is so unbelievable. Ridiculous.
Would you agree with me? The director, Stephen Knight, do you think he's a Christopher Nolan wannabe? The tortured,
yeah,
plot, as you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
At some point, we move into an area that's quite astonishingly mixed up. Couldn't help but think of Christopher Nolan when I think how it all works out. That makes me think, was Nolan also Memento? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It has that feel to it. Like, mm-hmm, you've got to scratch your head,
right,
and say, what the heck is going on? But I think there's something in it.
There is. There is a movie in there somewhere.
Yes, I know. I know.
They're two different movies, and they should never have met. It's like The Matrix and,
yeah,
you know, it's,
yeah,
like The Matrix meets a fishing movie.
In the case of Matthew McConaughey,
mm-hmm,
he comes out clean, of course.
Well, how could he not? He's wet the whole movie. He's either in a wet t-shirt, in no t-shirt, swimming naked,
but
naked in bed, but he's always some version of wet.
But who better can drink a glass of whiskey than he can? He, yeah, is just...
He's smoking, he's drinking, he's glaring.
You know he is.
This movie's a great lesson in the delineation between being really cool and being a big jerk.
I think he was making fun of himself.
No way he's not making fun of himself.
I think he is.
No one is aware of what's happening in this movie.
All the roles he played, as wacky as they are.
I think this also, what's fascinating about this movie is you watch these really accomplished actors like Anne Hathaway,
yeah,
Jason Clarke,
yeah,
McConaughey, Jimon Hanzu shows up. You're watching these people and they have clearly put their trust in an idiot.
I'm pretty tough on Anne Hathaway, as I was with Summer when we did The Last Thing He Wanted. A worse piece of trash.
Turns out the last thing he wanted was Serenity.
Exactly. You know, she was decent in this with her 40s and her sensuality, but still she's visiting this film. Were you put off by the technological motif of this?
There's nothing there. I love those little gritty crime thrillers that take place,
yeah,
in a, you know, by the sea where there's fishing and there's rum drinking.
I know.
And
I know
linen, no socks,
yeah,
linen shirts.
Neo-noir. I think I know where they want to go, and they want to mix that in with a modern conception about video game stuff.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to do, and they did not do it well.
Right? Yeah, that is the understatement.
And Netflix film called Serenity.
Yes. We want to give them escape, so we tell them to watch a movie that will make them want to escape the movie they're watching. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.